Welcome back to another broadcast. I hope that the last three broadcasts have been helpful to you and that you have learned and discovered that you are acceptable to God and that you understand by what parameters that acceptance had been established. I remember learning that as a young Christian. I had been just newly saved and I had been off from work for a period of time. And I had just gone back, and I remember I was working in the steel mill at the time down at the electric furnace. And a guy had asked me how I was doing, and we had fellowshipped a little bit, and I told him that, you know, I'd come to know Christ, and he was glad to hear about it. And I was only down there for a couple weeks, and it was one of those days in that two-week period that I came into work, and he asked me how I was doing, and I told him I was really struggling. And I had, you know, just as a new Christian, I had fallen into some sin, and I forget what it was. And I remember him pulling me off to the side and him encouraging me and showing me that no matter what happens, it's all about Christ. It's all about him. And although we know that it's about him and that he saves us and that he's the Savior and that our attention should be directed to him and we should be yielded to him, but also us being accepted is in him and us being forgiven is in him and us being sons of God is in him. In fact, everything is in him. And so that leads me to another struggle that some people have had in this idea of being acceptable to God. And that's the idea of recognizing themselves and are they living and accomplishing and being all that God expects them to be. And in order to talk about this topic, I guess we have to touch on the topic of comparing. Did you ever compare something before? Well, of course we have. Were you ready to make a purchase? You know, maybe you were going to buy something and you had something in your mind and you compared one item to another. Sometimes in making a comparison, the decision's really kind of easy. However, there's other times it can be quite difficult. Did you ever have to buy a car and you're trying to decide which one of these two cars should I get? And looking at the loan and looking at the payment and looking at the miles and looking at how big it is. Is my family done growing? Can we afford it? Is it what we really need? Is it the right time? And there's so many things you can do. And you've tried your best many times in making decisions. And sometimes, even though you've done your very best in making a decision, sometimes the decision you made was wrong. But really, it wasn't the end of the world because it was really only a car, or it was you were buying a stereo, or you decided to buy that coat, or you decided whatever. It wasn't the end of the world. However, there are some times that people compare things when they're trying to make a decision, and the comparison that they make can create a problem. In fact, it can be downright harmful. And that harmfulness or the problems that come from comparing is when we compare ourselves to other people. Have you ever done that? Of course you have. Maybe you go to the gym and you're down there and you're running and you're looking at how well you're running compared to the other people who are running. Or maybe you are working with free weights and you're saying that you're curling, you know, 45 pounds and you look over at somebody else and he's only curling 25 pounds and you say, well, I'm doing better than him. But then we compare ourselves to somebody else who has a dumbbell and they're curling 60 pounds. And now all of a sudden we don't feel, you know, like we've really are measuring up. Now, ladies, before you get too judgmental, I mean, you can fall into that same category. You know, you go to a fellowship or you go somewhere and how nice do I look compared to them? Or how thin do I look compared to them? Or how young do I look compared to them? I mean, we've all done that. But the problem is not there. The problem is when we start comparing ourselves spiritually to other people. You know, the Lord talked about that in 2 Corinthians chapter number 10 and verse number 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12 says this, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves. But they, measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise. You know, I learned this technique years ago when you look at scripture and you want to get a better understanding of it. And that is the concept of dissecting and defining. We all remember dissecting. We had a biology class and we dissected, you know, worms, or we dissected, you know, a fish or whatever else. Well, let's dissect this verse. Let's cut it up into little pieces and let's examine them closely. And I do that by examining some key words. So the first one that I came to is, for we dare not. So what is the dare? Well, you've heard of, I dare you to do that, or double dog dare. You've heard of those phrases before. But the idea of dare means bold or extreme behavior. So now if we take that idea and we think about that idea, I dare you, we're daring somebody to go and do that bold or extreme behavior. And so the context of this verse about comparing ourselves is that we should not be being bold or doing an or some kind of an extreme behavior. And then the second part that I want to define is make ourselves of the number. What is that of the number? And that has the idea of being counted. Today we'd have that understanding to say, you know, I'm one of them. I made it. I'm in the group. I have arrived, because we're in that number. So the Lord says, for we dare not make ourselves of the number. So he's warning us not to do that. And so we've looked at dare, we've looked at make ourselves of the number, and then we see the word compare. Compare is to judge one thing in connection with another. So for we dare not make ourselves of the number or compare ourselves. Now he's telling us, don't judge ourselves compared to another. And in the context that it's scripture, it's saying about comparing ourselves with some that commend themselves. So that leads me to ask, what is this idea of commending yourself? And that's to exhibit. So there are some people in Christianity that you're going to meet, and they may be a person that should be followed. And they're one that the Lord wants to make an exhibit of. They're our example. They're our leader. And then there's other people that they're considering themselves or themselves as somebody, and this is the way that you should be. And the Lord says that we shouldn't compare ourselves with those that exhibit themselves, but they measuring themselves. Now we're seeing the idea of measuring, the standard by which they measure others. And God's telling us that we should not take the measuring stick, measure them, and take that same measuring stick and measure us and compare ourselves to them. But they measuring themselves by themselves and comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. This passage of Scripture clearly teaches us that we should not be looking at other people and considering them as they are the stamp or standard for everybody, because there isn't a stamp and standard for everybody. And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. But the warning is that if you do compare yourselves to others and you do measure yourself, whether you're accomplishing Christianity like you think it should be, or you're measuring up to Christianity or standard of living like you should be, it shouldn't be with those that are making themselves the exhibit. Or really, you can't even compare yourself to somebody who's been saved a lot longer than you. Stop and think for a minute. Don't you think somebody saved for 25 years, that they should have a handle on faith and living for the Lord better than a person that's been saved for 2 years? I really think so. Now, many folks hear in my voice, you were saved at an early age. And so you might be in your early 30s right now and say, well, I've been saved for 25 years. You know what? I'm not trying to belittle your salvation, and I'm definitely not saying that you weren't saved when you were a youngster somewhere between 5 and 10. But to be honest with you, that you were just a very young person, and you were a child, and you were growing as a child. But really, in Christianity, in your mid to late teen years is when you really began to develop as a Christian. Your wisdom caught up with life. You experienced some things in life. You had to exercise more faith, especially as you're stepping out away from your parents' shelter that they have for you. And so your Christianity might only be 10 to 15 years old. So now you can't compare yourself to somebody that's been saved for decades. And the Lord warns us about that. So with all of that dissecting and defining and the admonition that I did with the scripture, let me just paraphrase. You know, there's nothing wrong with paraphrasing the Bible, just as long as you don't call it a Bible when you're done with it. I like to take these words that I've looked up the definitions and put them into the verse. So let's read the verse again. The verse says, "For we dare not make ourselves of the number, or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves, but they measuring themselves by themselves, and comparing themselves among themselves, are not wise." What's the paraphrase look like? We should not do the extreme behavior of counting ourselves as part of a special group, nor should we judge ourselves with those that exhibit themselves, because those who measure others to themselves or compare themselves to the standard of others are not thinking spiritually. So what type of help can I get from the scriptures? Well, one is, don't consider yourself someone that others should be using as their standard by which to measure. How can I be guilty of this? You know, you measure yourself by yourself when you determine your spirituality based on how you compare yourselves to others. You may measure yourself more spiritual than others if the others have fallen short of your standard of living, or you may consider yourself less spiritual because you have not attained the standard of living that others have set. We've all done this. We look around the church and we interact with those present. In the back of our minds, we compare ourselves to those we meet. We pointed out their weaknesses or shortcomings as the scale of righteousness tips in our favor. For others, the process is quite different. They view others, or we view others, in the opposite way. We identify good qualities in others and we make a comparison to ourselves. But again, the scale of righteousness tips, but it doesn't tip in favor of us. It tips the other way. And now we feel like we've fallen short. The event goes on Sunday after Sunday. This two-way street of measuring our spirituality is wrong and unwise. So why do we do it? Or how do we get this way in the first place? There might be many reasons why you've set this way or you've become this way, but for most of us, it can boil down to a few sources of examples. All while growing up, we were measuring or comparing ourselves. We're compared to our older brother or our sister, or even compared to the neighbor. We were compared to a performance standard to get into sports. We compared grades to an honor roll privilege. We compared to honesty. We were compared to hard work. We've been compared in every facets of life. And these comparisons as a whole, they were right. There was nothing wrong with them. But they aren't right when it comes to being spiritual. We compare because we were raised to compare. Am I describing you? Am I describing what you do when you are around other believers? Do you look at them? See their life? See the way that they act? The way they act in church? And measure yourself to them? Just stop and think for a minute. When you go to church, do you put your best foot forward? Of course you do. We all do. Do you think maybe they're putting their best foot forward also? Exactly right. So we're really not comparing ourselves to other people in an accurate way. And see, the Lord knows that. He has a different method for us to determine whether we're successful or pleasing to Him. And we're going to touch on that in our future broadcast. We have another reason as to why we compare. We'll talk about that, then share some scripture that's going to help us understand why we shouldn't compare. So, until the next time, God bless.